Well, joining us right now with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So, first off, the governor unveiled her budget. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, last week, Governor Healey unveiled her $55 billion budget. It's exciting to see some of the critical investments that she's wants to make, specifically in education, looking to fully fund the Student Opportunity Act that we passed last session, increase in funding for Circuit Breaker, and we were meeting with the South Shore superintendents last week, specifically for my district, from Marshfield and Scituate. Heard a lot of concerns about an increase in need for child anxiety and depression services post-pandemic. So really excited to see that the governor's looking to make those investments. And then the topic of discussion is kind of what we're going to do about universal school lunches. The federal government was willing to provide funding for that during COVID-19. I know Congressman McGovern has been pushing for an extension of that funding to come into the state, but last week we did a supplemental budget. We were $68 million over what we were anticipating needing. It's been tremendously successful to increase, not only to decrease child hunger, but also to help with the social emotional learning environment in our schools. But with federal money drying up, one of the big questions that we didn't see funding in the governor's budget for was that universal school meals. So we're working with our House and Senate colleagues and hopefully the executive branch as well to see what we can best do about using some of the millionaires' tax money to continue a program that the federal government was willing to fund and we've seen tremendous success with in our learning environments.
Now, we also hear the legislature itself could be the subject of an audit.
Yeah, I mean, I was very proud to support Auditors Zoglio and her campaign. Legislature hasn't been audited since, I think it's 1922, you know, and we're public servants. Every other branch of government gets audited, and, you know, I think that she's doing some good work to do the job that she was tasked to do by the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Now, another state agency that's also been under a lot of scrutiny, the MBTA. Of course, they've had some slowdowns that they've put in place. What are your general thoughts on the state of the MBTA right now? What's the conversation in the legislature about this?
Well, there's conversations all over the state about what's going on with the MBTA. A lot of lack of investment over a long time. I know the Boston head of Chamber of Commerce, Jimmy Rooney, wrote an op-ed last week saying if we're going to have a general manager that needs to understand the MBTA and make the critical changes so that it can go forward, that we need to pay the general manager more so that we can recruit the country's top talent to fix the problem. And right now, as earlier on the show stated, the MBTA trains had a big slowdown last week. We've had derailments. It's just not a system that's been reliable for the commuters of Massachusetts. And we need a reliable transportation system because living in the city of Boston and in suburbs has become more and more unaffordable. So we need to be able to connect the suburbs and some of those towns on the edge of where it might be reasonable to commute or not to commute to public transportation. And folks living there need to be able to rely on it to get to where they need to go. And if they can't, we're going to have a serious problem. We're already starting to have that problem. 41,000 people leaving the state. So our transportation and our housing situation need to be addressed if we want to remain competitive. And I think that that's what a lot of my colleagues, and including the governor, wants to do. So.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for speaking with us, though. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.